I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Pew Research Center just released an update on the changing U.S. religious landscape. The number of people who call themselves Christians dropped 12% over the last decade. Meanwhile, the number of atheists, agnostics, and nuns, no religious affiliation, rose 17%. Executive Director of Keys for Kids Ministries, Greg Yoder, says discipleship is a critical response in the U.S. church, especially when it comes to the next generation.
It's not enough to just lead kids to Christ. We introduce them to Jesus, and they come to faith in Christ, and that's great. But there's more. We want them to be discipled. We want them to grow in their faith. We want them to become multipliers of their faith.
Connect with Keys for Kids at our website to find digital and print resources that help kids know Jesus and grow in their faith. And women are a powerful force for the Great Commission. However, modern missions haven't always included or empowered women well. And this is what Wendy Wilson wants to change as the executive director of the Women's Development Track for Missio Nexus.
We want to make sure that they are bringing themselves and their gifts fully to the work they're doing, giving them what they need to do their best work. And that means women of all life stages and areas of gifting.
Many women are gifted with strong leadership qualities or with expertise on valuable ministry areas. The Women's Development Track and Missio Nexus want to intentionally develop women in Christian leadership, not so they can overtake men, but so that they can work together to advance the gospel. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Just look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.